Why, hello there. I've got some good news. You've just taken the first step toward getting your finances in check. Wait, come back here. I know what you're thinking. What finances? Does this meek retirement account really need managing? Or, here it comes, she's about to tell me to never go on vacation. Or, give me a break. I don't have time to even think past lunch, let alone calculate interest compounding for 30 years. If you think financial planning isn't for you, think again. Financial planning is not just for the 1%. Everyone deserves the peace of mind that comes with having a good financial plan. It doesn't matter how much money you do or don't have. Financial planning is not about getting rich. It's about enriching your life. While money doesn't buy happiness, it does buy security, stability, and the freedom to do the things that make life worth living, whether that means going back to school, starting a restaurant, buying a beach home, having a baby, going on a safari, or leaving a crappy relationship. Money is our lifeline. When I first started writing this book, I wanted to call it the F word. Why? Because talking about finances is still a massive taboo. We talk openly about everything else, from sex to diets to politics. Yet when is the last time you spoke with your friends about money? Well, in this book, you better believe we're going to talk money over and over again from all different angles. We're going to take a hard, honest look at your spending and saving habits. And we're going to take a fine-tooth comb through your bank accounts and your wallet. We're going to make money an issue so it becomes a non-issue. In this book, I'm going to put you through the financial planning program I've developed in my years founding and running LearnVest, one of the leading online personal finance companies in the United States, and the LearnVest program, a registered investment advisor that provides personal financial planning services. This program is designed to help you earn better, save better, and spend better, so you can achieve the peace of mind that comes with knowing you are in real control of your finances. And a key component of the program is openness, with others and with yourself. By the time we're done here, you'll create a detailed, personalized financial plan tailored to how you actually live your life. In the process, you'll get a clearer picture not only of what your money situation looks like now, but also of where you'll be financially in 12 months, 5 years, even 30 years from now. I want to give you that feeling of relief that comes with getting in control of your money. The relief that comes from not having to lie awake at night worrying about bills or credit card payments. The relief that comes with knowing you have enough saved for tomorrow without having to sacrifice the things that bring you joy today. Why not having a plan is a plan, a bad one. If this is the first time you're thinking about this stuff seriously, you might think you don't yet have a financial plan. But guess what? Not having a plan is a plan, just a really, really bad one. When you play it by ear, you're throwing away money that you could be spending on the things in life that really matter. Worse, by not making financial decisions, you are, in fact, making decisions, ones that leave you vulnerable to scary blind spots that will hurt you down the line, like not having proper insurance. Winging it is no way to build the future of your dreams. When I started out in personal finance, I believed I was the only one with oodles of stupid money questions. Then I realized that some of the smartest, most educated people I knew had similar questions. Despite all the books that have been written on the topic and all the financial experts out there touting their services, most people have no idea how to wade through the endless stream of conflicting and confusing advice online and on television. And who can blame us? Most high schools and colleges and grad schools across the country do not teach you anything about it. I had a top-notch education and graduated having been taught diddly squat about managing my money. How are we supposed to get off on the right foot when literally no one shows us how? Not to mention that there's an endless amount of financial stuff to wade through. 401ks, APRs, 529s, etc. It's easy to see why our nation has been struggling financially. How the heck is a normal person supposed to stay up to speed on all this stuff?